The Bush Administration's War on Family Planning. Such commitments, alas, are bigger ifs today than they should be. U.S. financial support for family planning services in low-income countries has been hamstrung in the past 25 years by the U.S. religious right, which has stymied overall funding for planning services, slashed support for the UN Population Fund, and instituted a so-called gag rule against support for any organizations that receive funding from any other source for legal abortion or for counseling on the option of abortion, even where legal. We see that in constant dollars, correcting for inflation, the level of population assistance spending has, despite ups and downs, remained the same since 1970. Given the 2.5-fold increase in the population of the least developed countries and the persistence of very high fertility rates in those countries, the freeze on overall aid represents a sharp cut on a per capita basis for the populations most in need. Total population assistance is currently about $450 million, $120 million in 1974 dollars, which represents around 60 cents per person in the least developed countries. Of course, only part of the 60 cents is available for local services and commodities in any event, since much is absorbed in overhead. In its 2008 budget request, the Bush administration called for a 25% cut in this budget line. The U.S. government's assault on the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, has been particularly vindictive. It began with assaults during the Reagan and Bush senior presidencies and has continued with the Bush junior presidency, after a slight recovery during the Clinton years. The current Bush administration wrongly accused UNFPA of aiding China in coercive measures and cut off all U.S. funding for UNFPA. The U.S. State Department investigated and in 2002 recommended that funding be restored, but it did not succeed in overturning a White House political move. Narrow politics prevailed over America's foreign policy interests. U.S. policy neglect is especially surprising in view of our concerns over the threats of failed states. The youth bulge of high-fertility countries, measured as the share of youth, aged 15 to 24, in the entire adult population, aged 15 and above, should be a matter of national concern. The evidence, summarized in powerful reports by Population Action International, PAI, and by the demographer, Henrik Erdahl, is that a youth bulge significantly raises the likelihood of civil conflict, presumably by raising the ratio of those who would engage in violence relative to those who would mediate disputes. Most directly, unemployed young men become prime fodder for militias, raiding parties, terrorist groups, and armies. In PAI's analysis, three kinds of demographic stressors are related to the likelihood of civil conflict: the youth bulge, the shortage of arable land per capita, and the rapid growth of urban areas. All, of course, are related to the persistence of high total fertility rates. Erdahl summarizes the results of his own research on civil unrest as follows. "The results of my internal armed models suggest that the presence of youth bulges increases the risk of conflict outbreaks significantly. The statistical relationship holds even when controlling for a number of other factors, such as the level of development, democracy, and conflict history, and is also robust to a variety of technical specifications. For each percentage point increase of youth in the adult population, the risk of conflict increases by more than 4%. When youth make up more than 35% of the adult population, which they do in many developing countries, the risk of armed conflict is 150% higher than in countries with an age structure similar to most developed countries." He also notes that microdata, based on interviews of young soldiers, validates the macro results. "A recent study based on interviews with young soldiers presents strong micro-level support for the expectation that poverty, a lack of schooling, and low alternative income opportunities are important reasons for joining a rebel group." It is illustrative to compare the youth share in a number of countries. In Afghanistan, youth make up 37% of the population. In Iraq and Somalia, they are 34%, and in Pakistan, 35%. In the UN's grouping of more developed, high-income countries, including mainly the United States, Western Europe, and Japan, the youth cohort is a mere 16% of the adult population.